5th? Is that right? July 5th already. Good golly. I'm now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid us. Well, a Miami police officer who was out joyriding on his ATV when he was supposed to be, well, looking after the beach after some local robberies. Well, he's in a little bit of trouble. You see, apparently, allegedly, the officer went to a bar at the Clevelander Hotel, which is on the coast there. Met another officer where they allegedly had a few drinks. Then he went off on his ATV. Uh-oh, still kind of dark out early in the morning. Struck two people who were walking on the beach. Two tourists minding their own business. Wacko. Officer, I'm allegedly drinking, smacked him. And to make matters worse, they're still investigating to see if he had a female passenger on the back who he allegedly picked up at the bar. Wow. Police press release stated that all three injured in the crash were civilians, meaning the two on the ground and the alleged gal on the backside. This is not good. City leaders say they want swift and serious punishment for both officers. This is a complete abandonment of common sense, said City Manager Jorge Gonzalez. And I agree. An abandonment of common sense. Oh, boy. Look, when we say don't drink and drive, we mean you too, Mr. Real Man of Genius. Well, a young man has a logical excuse for going berserk and barking at a working police dog. Ryan Stevens explained, the dog started it. Are you kidding me? The officer charged Stevens with teasing a police dog, which is a misdemeanor offense, while responding to an incident. Officer Bradley Walker found his animal barking uncontrollably inside the patrol car. Stevens stood with his nose up against the window, making hissing and barking noises. Stevens allegedly told Officer Walker that he wasn't to blame. He was just walking by, and it was the dog who started the confrontation. See, now, I think that would be a tough one to prove in court. I mean, who actually started that little shindig? Tennessee woman said her late husband's body was exhumed to allow funeral home workers to replace his dentures with the correct pair. Phyllis Manis said her husband, Kenneth, would not have wanted to be buried with someone else's property, so she obtained a judge's order to have the body exhumed last week. Manis said her husband was buried with the wrong teeth last month because of his belongings were mixed up with another man's. So they exhumed his body and put in the right dentures. Now he can be on his way to the light. Before, he couldn't really pronounce it, so he couldn't, you know. Oh, never mind. 22 minutes after 3. Chuck Hall with you. Your Tuesday Gump File. July 20. Oh, look at me go. 25th. July 5th. I got to just stop right here. Alan Jackson coming up.